When a hay is, what do you do to hay? Reap it? No, you mow hay, don't you? When you mow hay and then you gather it all together, you usually form what?
Haystacks.
Right. Is it in a particular shape, or are there different sizes and shapes of them?
Well, it can be different sizes, but not different shapes. They're all round haystacks.
If they are different sizes, are there different words for them? Or are they all just haystacks?
They're just haystacks, I guess.
Is there a small pile that you use that has a different name?
Yes, that's right. That is right. Shocks, I believe. I think that's what we call them, shocks. There was one type of hay, pea vine hay, we had to do that way.
Oh, really?
We had to put it in shocks because the pea vines would form heat, and it's been known often to set barns on fire if it didn't cure properly before being hauled to the barn, so it'd be left out in the field for maybe 2-3 weeks or more. But it'd be put on frames called shocks, I think. Hay shocks, I think we call them. Excuse me.
Oh, have you ever heard of the word haycock? Is that a term that's used in the South at all?
I didn't.
Okay. Then, are there other places in the barn where the hay is stored? Or is it all stored in the loft?
It's all in the loft. Unless it's stacked outside in stacks. Where we didn't have room in the barn, it would make stacks outside.
But in the barn, it would be in the loft if you got it in the loft. What do you call a shelter for cows on a farm? A building type shelter.
Shed. Cow shed.
All right. Are there various kinds of these?
Well, it could be just a shed for them, or there could be a feeder shed, where you could also have one area, maybe one half of the shed would be where you could store hay, and be real easy then to throw it out in mangers for them to eat in bad weather, and be out of weather, and still be in the shed.
Are there different places? Would a barn be for horses? And would there be a separate barn that you'd use for your cows, or would they use the sheds?
Well, on the farm back in those days, the horses and cows, they had their own stalls, but they'd be in the same barn, usually. Usually one farm wouldn't have but one good-sized barn. He'd have some, like I say, a crib and cotton house, cotton seed house. By the way, that cotton house and cotton seed house would be together. The cotton be hauled out of the fields and put in one side of the cotton house, or in one side of the building. And when you got bales up there, when you get ready to go to the gin, usually in the rainy times, go to the gin. You take out, but load up bales and take it to the gin. People tried to wait till rainy days whenever they could, pick cotton in fair days, and then when it's too wet to pick cotton, you go to the gin. So we might store up a few bales of cotton, un-ginned cotton, in the same building. But a side of it would be the cotton seed house, really. Put cotton seed and gin in, bring cotton seed back and store them in that particular side.
Oh, I see.
And we'd use the same seed, though, for planting the next year. It'd be fed to the cattle and use the same seed the next year to plant.
Oh, I see.
Back in those days, there's nothing hybrid. You save your own seed from year to year.
Is there much cotton grown in this area now?
No. Very low.
What do you say the principal economy of Rome is now? Is it industrial, agricultural,
yes,
or?
Industrial. It's gone from agricultural to industrial since World War II.
It has. There's not much farming going on.
Very little. Out in my neighborhood, there's one man that has about an acre or two of cotton. He always has an acre or two of cotton, and he's only one in our whole voting district.
Right.
That I know of, that's got in the cotton. And been the only one for the last several years.
Who picks it? Does he have a picker?
No,
machine?
They pick it by hand.